We say v'hurachem kapa avim v'le'yashlis v'heir balahashiv apa. He, the merciful one, is forgiving of iniquity and doesn't destroy. Frequently he withdraws his anger. V'lo ya'er kachamasa. He doesn't arouse his entire rage. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Mitilim Ayin Ches. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does pay us back, does punish us for that which we've done wrong, Hashem doesn't vent the full force of his anger. Rather, it's bit by bit by bit, says Rashi. Why? Hashem realizes that we're human beings. We have a Yetzirah in our hearts. What inherently and intrinsically bad, which is inherently and intrinsically human. And because we're human, we're full of challenges, we're full of conflicts. Different parts of us drawing us in different directions. And of course, the goal is for the Yetzer Hara to be dominated by the Yetzer Tov. Of course it is. We want to make the right decisions. We have free will. But when we don't, and we have to live up to the consequences of our actions, the way that Hashem takes care of it is bit by bit. This idea is really based on the Gemara in Erchin. Erechin daf tezayin amud beis. What does it say? Gemara says, "Afilu niskapne limzeg lebechamin mozgi lebetzaynin, betzaynin mozgi lebechamin, afilu neapach halukai." A person does things in the wrong way, nonetheless, receives things in the wrong way. That's part of Yisurim too. Meaning, a person puts a hand in their pocket. They pick out the wrong coins. That's Yisurim. It's a punishment from Hashem. It's frustrating in some way. It's a little patch. It's not kol chamasa, not in any way whatsoever. Why? The Maharsha explains, "Be Yisurim gadol no hayachal lahamid, v'mechaseh leikim the mara kavoynas ma'at, b'ma'at Yisurim ke'ela." Hashem will suddenly give us a little tap. Pour the wrong drink. Put our clothes on the wrong way. Take the wrong coins out of our pockets. Open the wrong app. I don't know. All of these things is Hashem paying us back slowly, 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 like a loving father. Mitzvah David says, Hashem really does it all gently, because he recognizes our challenges. Feeling Hashem's empathy with us is so huge. That's not a het. That doesn't mean we can do what we want. But it certainly means that when we do the wrong thing, we don't allow it to get us down. We don't allow it to depress us. We don't have to be afraid of what Hashem's going to do to us. Of course we can do teshuva. Of course we can improve. But even when Hashem, quote unquote, has to vent his anger upon us, he does so in a loving way and in a gentle way. This is why the Shaar HaChaim says, if Hashem would just hit us all in one go for everything, there's no getting up from that. And therefore Hashem is nice in Revach Ben Advekim. He puts a little bit of space there. Gives us time always to come back to Him. There's always time. Always time. Hashem wants us to return to Him. He's waiting for us like a loving father. And the punishments that He has to give us are only for our own benefit.